For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, we feature a couple of Drug Truth Network reporters.
My fellow Americans, it is my somber duty to report to you that the Fourth Amendment has died. The right of the people to remain secure in their person, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, has been an obstruction to law enforcement officers attempting to rid the streets of drug criminal scum since the conception of the drug war, but not anymore. On Monday, January 24th, 2005, in a 6-2 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that drug-sniffing dogs can be used at routine traffic stops, even if officers have no reason to suspect they may be carrying narcotics. Without having to bother with showing probable cause, law enforcement can now fight the war on drugs more effectively. The ruling sets a precedent that drug dog searches aren't searches at all, and so, drug dogs in mall parking lots, drug dogs on street corners, drug dog searches coming to a location near you. Welcome to the new drug-free America.
To serve your people, you must learn to trust them.
This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
7-11-22 Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
This week, well-known U.S. conservative commentator Robert Novak wrote that, quote, Afghanistan, portrayed as a victory in the U.S. war against terror, is a disaster in the war against drugs, end quote. U.S. occupied Afghanistan now produces about 90% of the world's opium, and last year set a new record for poppy cultivation. Last November, the U.S. announced that it will spend $780 million this year in an attempt to eradicate the crop. However, in an open letter sent to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice this week, more than 30 aid agencies, including CARE and Oxfam, have criticized the U.S. plan to eradicate Afghan opium fields as a threat to the nation's stability. The executive director of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime called this week for international aid to Afghanistan to be ended if drug production does not stop. His suggestion was promptly rejected by Afghan officials. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Each week we produce a total of 8 Drug Truth Network programs. You can listen to all of them at drugtruth.net. I invite you to join us on next week's Cultural Baggage when we'll have a series of interviews with members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Their website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.